This is Roro's Rantings with Israel activist and advocate Rolene Marks.
Good afternoon, Rolene. How are you?
Good afternoon. Well, it's election fever here in Israel, and I'm no exception. Up early this morning to cast my vote. A very, very exciting and busy day around the country. And if you're not in the lines voting, you are on the beach or in the restaurants or in the forests. A very, very festive day for most of the country.
All right. Let's get into some of the details. I saw a story about a pipe bomb at a Druze polling station. What happened?
Well, actually, it was a stun grenade, and 10 people were injured when somebody threw a stun grenade inside one of the polling stations in the northern town of Yassif. Now, the Druze are very, very interesting in the north because there have been a lot of divisions between those who are Golani and those who are more Israeli. The Golani Druze have not really wanted to participate in the voting because they see themselves very much as Syrian, but others coming out in their droves, you know, very, very patriotic people, very committed to the state of Israel, and coming out in their droves to vote. So we've had actually two incidents, the one in Yassif and another one in the town of Yarka, and thank goodness things have been sorted out, but we have a historical day today because four Druze regional councils in the Golan Heights are holding their very first elections since 1967, despite this being quite taboo for many in the area. And even though we have had these issues, thank goodness we have had no serious injuries. A lot of controversy today. We had some accusations of voter fraud or possible voter fraud in the town of Petah Tikva. One resident who arrived to his polling station was told he had already voted. But even though it's municipal elections, these are still very, very important elections. Reuven Rivlin saying that they are no less important than a national election, you know, especially in big cities, Kathy, like Jerusalem, where it's crucial who you vote for in the mayoral elections. Will it be a more religious mayor? We did have a female, the first female candidate running for the city of Jerusalem. She unfortunately dropped out earlier in the race and put her support behind one of the other candidates. But it is of huge strategic and cultural and religious importance in a city like Jerusalem. In Tel Aviv, we have another phenomenon. We have the presence of an Olim party. I spoke about it yesterday, Olim Beyachad, running for their very first time. Their intentions are to make sure that Olim, who predominantly come to Tel Aviv, are taken care of, that they focus more on as a priority for the municipality, that they get more budget allocated to them, that they get more facilities, more ulpanim, more help allocated to them. And then you've got a city like mine, Modi'in, where our mayor is running uncontested because we all love him so much and he does such a great job. But we do have a huge presence of parties because that will inevitably form the council. So it's democracy at its best. Very, very exciting. And most Israelis, Kath, very happy to have a day off.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm sure they are. Wouldn't you? The weather's great. But in the meantime,
the weather's fantastic today.
24, beach weather par excellence. Tell us about the Brazilian president's visit or impending visit to Israel.
Well, the new president-elect, I'm going to try and pronounce it. You know, my Portuguese is not very good. His name's Jair Bolsonaro. I'm not going to call him Jair because Jair is very much a Hebrew name, but it's Jair Bolsonaro. He is a far-right candidate. He's just won the Brazilian elections. With a lot of controversy, a lot of people saying, is this yet another country that is moving to the right? What are the issues? Very big on the issues for Brazil is, of course, the economy. But he is very much a pro-Israel president. He says he is hoping to visit Israel after trips to Chile and the United States. He's also come out in criticism of the Palestinians, saying, is Palestine a country? Palestine is not a country, so there should be no embassy there. He says, you do not negotiate with terrorists. And he says that he plans to move the Brazilian embassy to Jerusalem and close Brazil's Palestinian embassy. So a lot of controversy around there. And I don't know if many people know this, but outside there's a huge expat, so to speak, Palestinian community in South America, the biggest being in Chile. So it will be very, very interesting to see how he is received in Chile, especially with a country that is so sympathetic and enjoys or has so much of a community that identifies themselves as Palestinian. I wonder how he will be received over there.
Rolina, I don't want to run out of time, and it's a very important issue, the next one, about the PLO vote, about retracting recognition of Israel. What are the implications of that decision?
This has huge implications. So the Palestinian Liberation Organization, which is the political arm of the Palestinians, it's the political arm of the Palestinian Authority, and it's the army with which Fatah fall into. It sounds very complicated. It is rather complicated, but they had a vote late last night where a decision was made that they would rescind their recognition of Israel until Israel recognizes or formally recognizes a state of Palestine in what they see as pre-1967 lines, with East Jerusalem as its capital. And they say that the decision was taken, but it is non-binding. Now, our finance minister, Moshe Kahlon, has come out extremely critical. He says this is a very, very big mistake. He says that over the last year, Ramallah has become more and more extreme. He's referring to Ramallah quite strategically as the capital for the Palestinians, and he says they are torpedoing any chance of an agreement and their desires to serve the Gaza Strip. Yesh Atid chairman or leader Yair Lapid saying that the PLO's decision was a bad joke. Now, we've spoken about it quite a bit, and Kath, I mean, you also said, you know, we don't understand how for the interest of politics, they could possibly exacerbate a humanitarian crisis in Gaza. But very much on the agenda of the Palestinian Authority, part of the PLO, is to gain control of Gaza, and in doing so, they are threatening to withhold vital, vital funding. But the implications of this decision on Israel means that any remnants of the Oslo Accords, and that's a whole other debate. I know a lot of our listeners have very, very strong opinions and feelings about the Oslo Accords. If they formally declare that they do not recognize a state of Israel, it will end what we know of the Oslo Peace Accords.
Gosh, that
sounds
quite
like we're
profound.
Turbocharging backwards.
So it doesn't. So you know, you have one big
rate.
You have one big change, but actually not much change, because what else would it actually change practically? Nothing, Rolene.
Well, exactly that. But you know, we seem to take one step forward and 20 steps back. But what it does firmly say, and it says so quite loudly, is that we do not have a partner for peace. That if they are going to take these steps, how are we supposed to negotiate, move to the negotiating table with an entity on the opposite side of the table that doesn't recognize us?
There's a question. Sure. That I'm going to leave it on that one. Rolene Marks, we're going to catch up with you tomorrow afternoon. Roro's Rantings, back with you. Thank you so much.
Back with you tomorrow afternoon, same time, same place, and let's go see who has won crucial cities around Israel.
Awesome. Have you voted already?
Of course, I was up first thing this morning. Lucky for me, I'm right next to my voting station. So I literally fell out of bed into the ballot box and carried on about my day.
Fantastic. Good on you for doing your civic duty.
Civic duty.
Yeah. Cheers, Rolene. Have a
good
one.
Guys. God bless.